Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. It's just too good of a build-up, Brian. You can't step on it too soon.
Yeah, you know what? It makes me hungry because I need a gyro right now.
Oh, see, I always think it's like a hero sandwich, like a hero sub.
Oh, that's good,
that's
too.
That's good, yeah.
I keep telling myself I'm going to go back down to Philly's Best in Chicago. I know it's crazy, but they have a Philly connection. They make a really good cheesesteak. They bake it on garlic bread with onions, and it's and they ask you if you want cheese whiz or not, and I'm like, why do you even ask?
It's always with the whiz.
Oh, my gosh. But they also do some amazing, like, oven-baked grinders and hoagies. My goodness, Philly's Best. But I want to plug my buddy's place again. I went down to Wrigley Field yesterday to watch the Cubs. It was actually a sold-out game, Cubs and Braves. It was standing room only. We got seats. Yay! But anyway, my buddy, it's Wrigley Field, but the Ricketts have basically bought everything around there. There's hotels everywhere. All the dollars stream revenue into the Ricketts. The Ricketts are super right-wing family, that type of thing. But if you want to go down there and enjoy Wrigley Field and go to maybe an independent place, I would definitely check out Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. Their wings.
Roadhouse.
Their wings.
I did not get down there last
time. Guys, their wings.
Yes, and I can't wait to try them. But anyway, we devolve.
Anyway, we've digressed again already. I want to talk to...
we're good. We got our friend Matt Rothschild here. And
Matt, we want to talk about a guy who is no stranger to wings, Mr. Michael Gableman. He's a very angry man. He says a lot of angry things in court. Have you ever...
Yes. Go ahead, Brian, with that question.
Yeah, please. Have you ever seen someone so, like... You've heard that we played the hot mic tape, right? Of him, you know, being misogynist and talking, oh, you know, come back down here and oh, let me prosecute her, making fun of the prosecutor and the judge in open court, and then knowing he had an open mic and then continuing to go on. At the end, my favorite part was, I've never made anyone feel like that in my court. I don't think I've actually seen anybody in my court to do that. I hope I didn't make anybody feel like that. And it devolved to, I don't think I did. Well, all right, I tried. So it devolved back and forth into like a self-realization moment caught on tape where he realized he may have been that much of an a-hole in his own courtroom. What's your take, Matt?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'd love to see video of it too. I mean, the guy is a born bully, and he's hot-tempered and got the worst of him a couple Fridays ago when he was interrupting the judge in a way that no witness ever gets to interrupt a judge. I was walking past the square right after the hearing ended. I didn't go in. And a conservative lawyer, great defense lawyer in Madison, drove by, pulled over, honked at me. We're good friends. He said, you should have seen Gableman make a fool of himself in the courtroom. I've never seen anything like it. This is what Trump derangement syndrome really looks like, because Gableman's totally lost it. And other lawyers who saw that on video said, you know, it's unheard of. He'd be thrown in jail right away if he was an average citizen. Well, it took a couple days, but Judge Remington did throw the book at him. I mean, he's fining him $2,000 a day. Of course, that might come out of our pockets.
Oh, probably.
But even worse for Gableman is he may lose his law license, which would be a beautiful ending.
Well, of course, that would be, in his mind, he'd be a martyr, right?
This is fantastic. See, these are the things I missed out on last week. I saw the transcript. I didn't know there was actual audio of this, so I need to go back and listen to the audio, because that is phenomenal to know. And if Gableman lost his law license, that would put a stake in the idea and the suggestion that I've been saying Gableman's been trying this whole time, is to try to revive his name in Wisconsin to attempt to run for the Wisconsin Supreme Court next spring. And I don't think you can, correct me if I'm wrong, Matt, but I don't think he could do that if he had his law license revoked.
I mean, if his law license is revoked, he's toast. And so is his circus that he's been running. Boss can't have a guy who's acting like a lawyer who's practicing law without a license running the investigation.
Well,
so that would be a beautiful thing if the Wisconsin Office of Lawyer Regulation suspends or revokes his license. I mean, he was mocking the judge in the courtroom on that hot mic. I mean, he was also being horribly misogynistic toward the great attorney, Krista Westerberg, who's who's working for American Oversight, this terrific nonprofit group. But he was mocking the judge, saying, you know, Westerberg is Judge Remington with a beard. And then he impersonated the judge's voice. Come back to my chambers, Miss Westerberg. I mean, come on, yeah. Who gets away with that crap?
Yeah, I have the end of that part. Because it's a choppy sound, but I have the end of that part, but then it goes right into the realization part. And I really want you guys to listen
all
to
right,
this part, because it's amazing, because it devolves into, I never made anybody feel like that in my courtroom. To the end, he goes, well, I tried. It's the best. Here we go. This is the end of him making fun of the prosecutor and the judge.
Why don't you come back into my chambers and you can dictate what I'm doing? I also a truth. I had a courtroom. I never acted like that. Jesus. I hope I never made a litigant feel like he. I hope I never did. I don't believe I did. I tried to be fair. Not like this.
Oh my goodness!
I tried to be fair. I might have. I
don't know. I don't know. Oh my gosh! That is incredible. That okay. Wow. The things I miss. But
if you're a betting man, tomorrow does Gableman's name get brought up?
You know, I don't think so. And I was also asked by someone, well, is now Voss going to get rid of Gableman? And I think Voss is so scared about his own primary that he's going to wait till the election's over before he tells Gableman to close up shop.
Well, one of the arguments that the January 6th committee has been making, though, Matt, this is an ongoing attempt. The coup is not over. They are still trying. And I think Wisconsin's the best indicator of that. And Gableman's review is the indicator of that as well. So you don't believe, though, that Gableman's name gets brought up and showing that the Republican attempt to overthrow the 2020 election and delegitimize our elections in states around the nation won't be brought up tomorrow?
No, because I think they're going to focus more on the false electors and Cleta Mitchell and people and Cheeseboro and the lawyers like that. But you're absolutely right. The coup goes on. I mean, I saw Adam Kinzinger yesterday saying there is violence in the future. And he got a death threat yesterday or 2 days ago against him and his wife and their 5-month-old child, if you can believe that.
Oh, I can believe anything these days, Matt. I've seen and heard way too much.
I was going to say, it's not any less upsetting, but it is less shocking because stuff like that is happening with more and more frequency. This is our friend Matt Rothschild from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign joining us. You've been listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That over there is Brian. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast at devilradio927.com. Really appreciate you joining us this afternoon, Matt. We'll have you back on again soon.
Thanks a lot. My pleasure.
Devil's Advocates are coming up next, and we will be back tomorrow at 2.
I'm going to put my mind back together. It's going to be great.